Oprah Winfrey has always had something to say, from reciting verses and poems at church as a three-year-old to hosting a daily talk show now seen by a global audience of more than 48 million.
Hello, girls! You look good!
Winfrey began her broadcasting career at a radio station in Nashville, Tennessee, while she was still in high school. She worked in TV news in several cities before coming to Chicago, where she hosted a morning talk show. When it went into national syndication in 1986, The Oprah Winfrey Show became the highest-rated talk show in television history. Winfrey is proud of the close connection the show has given her with her audience, especially women.
There are all different ages and all different colors and all different socioeconomic backgrounds. And the common bond, I think, is validation. It is validation, particularly mothers. I think women play themselves so small as mothers in this country. They say, oh, I'm just a stay-at-home mom. But what I try to do is to say, that is the most powerful job on earth that anybody is ever going to have. And if you do that really, really well, you would have been one of the great successes of our time.
Winfrey, whose parents never married, was raised by her grandmother, who taught her how to read and write at age 3.
Reading saved my life. Reading saved my life. It changed who I believed I could be.
Winfrey's love of reading inspired two of her most successful and popular projects, her on-air book club and O, her monthly magazine that's become one of the nation's leading women's lifestyle publications.
The hook for me was the written word. You know, I love the idea of being able to sit and read, embrace the words, come back and review, to put what you say every day so naturally into a format where people can continually be inspired without getting bored. That's why I did it.
Oprah Winfrey is more than a media personality. She is an actress and producer and an entrepreneur, the first African-American woman to become a billionaire. She's one of the partners in Oxygen Media, a cable network for women. She also launched her own website, Oprah.com, offering advice on everything from home and beauty to careers and relationships. She's also an activist. In the early 1990s, motivated in part by her own memories of child abuse, Winfrey led a campaign to establish a database of convicted child abusers. It became a reality when President Clinton signed the Oprah Bill into law in 1993. Through her private charity, Winfrey has awarded hundreds of grants that support the education of women in the United States and around the world. Perhaps her most ambitious project to date has been an effort in South Africa to provide educational and leadership opportunities for academically gifted girls from poor families. The idea began 6 years ago on a trip to Africa.
Africa was a change-your-life moment for me. I went there to do one thing, and it became something else. I went there with the idea, okay, I'm going to create a nice big Christmas for all these kids. And what happened was I was changed in the moment. When I looked into their faces, there was my face. I realized, oh, this is why I was born. I was born to now be the voice for these children. I don't have any kids of my own, but these will be my kids.
Winfrey has donated $40 million and much personal time to set up the Leadership Academy for Girls near Johannesburg. It opened its doors earlier this month with 152 young students. With the school, Oprah Winfrey says she's just doing what she's always encouraged her viewers to do, use their lives to make a difference in the lives of others. I'm Faith Lapidus.